Say, Hugh, darling, now how do you suggest I get across this football field you call an office? Skip the compliments, darling. You wouldn't have asked me here if you didn't want something. How boring. I'm already a millionaireess. That's interesting. Oh, come now, Pengy. You don't really think there's $1 billion in filmmaking.
A front?
A front?
For what? For what?
For the...
How much capital? And for a dozen of my diamonds, I will be the star of your film, of course. If you're thinking of my diamonds, darling, you were thinking of me for the star.
Star?
Batman?
How did you get him?
Very clever. Pengy, darling. Does Batman have a love scene with the leading lady in your film? Then I shall be your leading lady. Or no diamonds. I might even be able to get my Aunt Hilda to whip up a love potion for my lipstick. The blackest, darling. And with her help, I'll finally get Batman in my power. Is it a deal? Ah, good. I wouldn't mind winning an Oscar.
Hello, darling.
Oh, this will be the most startling spectacle ever to hit the screen. Wardrobe, where is Miss Marsh's costume? Ah, that is very good. Perfect, perfect. Thank you, thank you. Are you ready to make history with this milk bath, my dear?
Ready whenever you are, CB. The love potion in my lipstick is ready, too. I trust you're going to enjoy this scene, Batman, darling.
I made a bargain with Penguin, and I never break my word.
Bargain? Why, half the men in the world would fight to be kissed by Marsha, Queen of Diamonds.
They certainly wouldn't have to fight me.
What an appalling lack of enthusiasm, darling. But don't worry. I have enough enthusiasm for both of us. Didn't you think I was magnificent in that love scene, darling?
Well, you were certainly better than the potion in that lipstick. That left Batman colder than an iceberg.
Yes, Aunt Hilda obviously forgot to put enough oomph into it. Anyway, your plan is working so far.
What do you mean, so far? The Penguin plan is money in the bank.
Money in the bank is no good to us, darling. Our problem is getting it out of the bank.
Don't worry, it'll be out of the bank and in our hands soon enough. You see, stage one is already in progress. Right now, my men should be at the Museum of Antiquities. And stage two is likewise under control. Now, for stage three, I will need another love potion from your Aunt Hilda, and one that'll really, really work this time.
I'll see what I can do, darling. In the meantime, you'll have to tell me what stage three is. Tell me.
No, I never trust a woman with a secret. If you're nothing else, Marsha, you're certainly a woman.
A woman with... diamonds, darling.
Or would you rather return my collateral to me?
No, no, that's extortion, Marsha.
You should know, darling. You should know. Hello, Aunt Hilda.
Hello, dearie.
What is that?
Mortimer, say hello to Marsha.
Aunt Hilda, have you been robbing graveyards again?
Oh, no, dearie. I left off that 20 years ago, when I was chemistry professor at Vassar, until I quit.
What do you mean, until you were fired?
A term I find most unappealing, dearie.
Speaking of things unappealing, where did you get that?
I left one of the potions in the cauldron overnight, and next morning there was Mortimer. He's really quite friendly.
How are you doing with your other potions these days, Aunt Hilda?
Other potions?
That one you put in my lipstick was a complete failure.
Well, that was because I ran out of chameleon tongues, dearie. But if you want something really strong...
I do, I do.
I was just about to whip up one of my bests. The old toad potion. My very strongest. Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm out of old toads, too.
Can't you substitute some new toads? Aunt Hilda, what's wrong with that one?
He's too young, dearie. My potion requires a very old toad.
How can you tell their age, anyway?
There are ways, dearie. There are ways.
Well, how long are we going to have to wait?
Last time I waited 2 weeks.
Oh, that's just dandy.
Have you ever considered knitting, dearie? Wonderful pastime.
Perhaps you should try and knit us a few old toads, darling.
I'm not so sure I like being called Dizzy, darling. I'm out looking for old toads, darling. You did say you wanted one of Aunt Hilda's potions. Oh, don't be angry, Aunt Hilda. After all, Penguin has no place else to go. Run along, darling, and make your potion. Pengy and I want to talk. Frankly, Pengy, I don't see why you need Aunt Hilda's love potion to break into the sub-treasury building.
Why? Because those guards are as dangerous as sharks, that's why. There's $10 million worth of gold in that sub-treasury.
Why don't you just use the suits of armor?
No, that worked once. It won't work a second time, no. We need your aunt's famous love potion to demobilize the guard.
But once we're inside the vault, then what? You need a railroad train to move that gold.
Once we get inside, we'll use the plans I stole from the hexagon.
Oh, dear. My lizards are gone.
Gone?
They must have escaped. Unless those thugs ate them.
That's hardly likely, darling. Are the lizards essential? Now, don't get yourself in a stew, Pengy. I think I'll give the potion a little help.
How?
You've heard of my famous dance of the seven veils, haven't you? Well, with my dance and Aunt Hilda's potion, we'll have an unbeatable combination. How much longer is Penguin going to take? I'm down to 2 veils. Come on, Aunt Hilda, let's go.
Oh, really, dearie?
Really? Oh. That's very sweet, darlings, but I really must be going along.
No!
Here, dear. A little something to remember me by. Come on, Auntie. It's a good thing you finished, darling. I was beginning to run out of veils and love potion.
How did that fink get off the scrap heap?
Never mind that now, darling. We'll be on the scrap heap unless we beat him into the vault. Aunt Hilda gets nervous in closed rooms, darling. This keeps her occupied. Somehow, I don't think the men are too enthusiastic about your cuisine, darling.
I don't see why not. Do you know how much vitamin B there is in the average toad?
No. Do you have any idea how much vitamin B there is in the average toad, darling? The springs aren't very good, darling.
Springs? Every bolt of this machine is worth a carload of springs. Who's firing that gun?
It must be Aunt Hilda. She loves loud noises. Oh, let her have some fun, Pengy. After all, you're a millionaire now. Looks like Batman and Robin weren't so smart after all, darling. Oh, be a good loser, darling. You know, darling, it really is a shame. You and I could have had a marvelous career in movies.